Ain't that a song?
Ooh.
Ain't that an intro?
Why can't you play the original for us, man?
We're saving Kate Bush for a couple segments in.
I told you can't lead off with Bush.
No, it's I have been, for some reason, celebrating the entire Kate Bush catalog. A woman I didn't really know until last week.
Did any of us?
Yeah, not pretend that I know a damn about music, but
I mean, you did mention you've been having trouble sleeping lately, so.
That's true, yeah.
So melodic.
I've managed to cure that by listening to The Quiet Storm for several hours each night as I don't make love, as I eat wine and cheese in my room and just fart.
Edible wine.
Instead of, I hate you. Instead of, you know, doing what the Quiet Storm is for. And a couple weeks ago I heard Maxwell's This Woman's Work, and I was like, just the intro alone is the weirdest damn thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I like when it takes like the whole half song before they even say any words.
Exactly. It's pretty much Maxwell and Rush for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I heard this and I was like, I need to get to the bottom of it. And it's a Kate Bush song. This British artist, Kate Bush. And I was like, oh, that's I don't know. I've heard the name, but really nothing else. So I piped up her version. Let me get that right now, actually. Should have had that. Kate Bush, This Woman's Work. And I was kind of shocked by her voice, because I was, as melodic as Maxwell's version is. You know, Maxwell was like that neo-soul late 90s. I think it was like him, Erykah Badu, and D'Angelo.
Yeah, okay.
Like I was thinking D'Angelo.
Oh, I bet D'Angelo still works.
Those were like the three mainstream black artists that weren't rappers on MTV.
Yeah.
Like they somehow got a pass. And they got to do like kind of the conscientious thing, especially D'Angelo.
I don't think you're allowed to say pass.
I love Erykah Badu.
Oh, really?
You know what she does now? She's a doula.
Oh. I want to cry now. Angry cry.
I had a weird hippy-dippy ex who I think tried to be a doula for a long time,
like,
or wanted to be.
The executive producer of pregnancy or whatever. Like, you don't have to do anything to become one. You just are.
I think you get, like, the same net that you fish dead goldfish out with, and you scoop, like, the turds
or
that come
goldfish
out of the mom in her birthing waiting pool out.
Yeah, it's definitely you're on turd scoop duty.
Women who just freak out and need somebody to talk to the doctor for them. I think that's theoretically what is one of the top features of a doula.
Well, what does the spouse do then? Or like I don't know.
He smokes cigars in the waiting room. Have you never seen a movie?
Good point. All cigars in hospitals, that checks out.
Yeah, and he clasps people on the back.
Yes. No, I think it's
he receives flowers somehow.
And he goes, nah, the baby's not half black. Yay!
I think it's fair that it's not very comfortable. Well, I guess men are not very comfortable with, like, what is going on in pregnancy.
I thought you meant it's fair to the woman that they're in pain. And I'm like, yes, because Eve was a whore.
Exactly. Original sin. We all know that.
The men's perspective is that's probably more painful than a kidney stone. That's as far as I can relate. So there's no, like, experiential knowledge that can be, like, shared in that moment. Uh-huh. It'd be nice to have a woman in the room who's had a baby.
Is this a reason for the spouse, if male, to not be in the room?
He can be there. I just doubt that he's going to do as well as a doula would to tell the doctor, hey, I don't think you really know this woman, but she's kind of like stressed right now. Could you like take 30 seconds to chill out and talk medical later? Just like brief.
Well,
if I'm ever
called in and, you know, my spouse or whoever the hell is having a kid.
I'm going to call you if I accidentally have a kid.
There you go. And you're going to be like, John,
get Papa on the phone.
Do something.
And my dad will be like, no, please.
And I'm going to walk in like John Cusack with a huge boombox. And I'm just going to play the Kate Bush version of This Woman's Work, which is apparently about a woman almost dying in childbirth.
Oh.
But not
work,
doing it.
Work, labor. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. It's
I see what you're doing there.
Think of it right now.
Doing it.
Sarah, you're in the stirrups.
Yep.
You're dilated like the eye of Jupiter.
So dilated.
Why is there footage of there's like footage of a dude in a suit at the beginning of, it's a live performance. I don't like that. Kate Bush.
By a dude in a suit?
I want the real This Woman's Work. So.
Studio remastered Woman's Work.
Here we go. So again, you're spread. You're in pain. You're looking for guidance. And then the room fills with this. This weird bird voice. And suddenly it all clicks.
I'll be like, is that Maxwell? Have my prayers been answered? No. No, not quite.
That's actually what Maxwell's doing, too.
Yes.
He is also dual.
Maxwell is in the stirrups, coincidentally, next to me.
Oh, God. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. That's Sarah Beaker. That's Howard Flood. Howard Lucas Flood.
There you go.
Thank you.
You can give me a middle name.
If that's
name,
not
so
your
nice.
Real middle name, it's great. Show, it's a great one. I recommend it.
Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. All the Kate Bush, all the time.
Yeah.
The little Maxwell thrown in, but only Maxwell cover work. And that is our internet radio station that we call a show.
It's all Bush and Bush related.
Yeah, so I've been blasting that, and then I explored a little more Kate Bush.
Did you get to her collabos with Peter Gabriel?
No, I got about 3 songs deep, and I stopped when I got to her first song, Wuthering Heights. Now, maybe the dancing in this song, if you look up again, Wuthering, I never know how to...
I constantly look up Wuthering.
Exactly. It's Wuthering.
That just doesn't sound right, does it?
It's like someone from Philadelphia or Baltimore area right. saying water, water,
water.
Wuthering Heights. And, it's this video with her as a young lady... And maybe in the 80s, she could have been like offbeat sexy, but she just looks like a creepy witch genie now, because I think her mom was, this is what I do. I find someone, and rather than do anything constructive in my life, I just read their Wikipedia page and hope someday I get into bar trivia and then crush.
Yeah, so, right? Like, you have a plan. It's not crazy.
Yeah, she does all of her own choreography, and it looks like something... in like a Saved by the Bell, the college years, where they were trying to portray that like Jesse Spano was doing something ugly and wrong, like for some sort of college ballet.
I'm so excited situation.
Like there are these weird avant-garde moves. They don't really follow the rhythm of the song. It's like Eddie Murphy doing a bit on white people dancing. But her voice too, just kind of, she loves to hit you with a strong note right out of the gates. Now, this almost sounds like some sort of weird Korean pop star from the 70s. Like, if you didn't know it was English, this sounds like something I would hear as I'm shoveling a rice bowl in my face at the back of our Chinese mart.
That's a very, it's an anachronistic view of you, because I think that she probably inspired so much of K-pop today. I bet she's huge over there.
I wonder.
Oh, yeah.
It's not un-Bjork-like either.
Fair. Okay, yeah, you win. She's Bjork pretty much ripped this off, but she is wearing a swan
Bjork,
dress,
why
too.
Why can't you be more original?
Should have put it all together. But yeah, look up Wuthering Heights. It's maybe the worst dancing you're ever going to see in your life.
Aw.
And so that's how we're going to start that show.
I think every British artist in the 80s just has a weird song where if you didn't know if they were British before, you have that one single where it's like, you are really, really English.
What's
this
a Laurie?
This is awful.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I see the problem.
Oh, like Peter Gabriel's Fish and Chips and Torches and Water Closets.
Yep. Lifts.
Yes. That's about all I know. Oh, and the
Baby
Boot.
Baby Come Up to My Flat.
Yeah. And then there's also The Boot for Trunk. That's the extent of it. Guess I haven't watched enough Doctor Who.
Boot, I forgot.
So, Sarah, it is good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
You've been gone for several weeks.
Yes, it's true. I was going on a personal vision quest.
That's not a joke.
Like, no, it's not. Wait, it sort of is. I was gone.
Well, in the grand sense of, there's kids starving in Africa.
I didn't take
and
drugs.
You're
but...
finding your spirit animal right. as, like, the flies crawl around their eyes.
Yeah, my spirit animal really...
is one of those flies.
A fly, yeah. Pretty inconvenient truth there. I went on a week-long silent meditation retreat in the Berkshires, and it was wonderful.
First of all, where are the Berkshires?
Excellent question. I didn't know until I got there.
Okay.
I guess it's a mountain-ish range that goes through several states, and the part that we were in was barely in Massachusetts.
That's far.
But it was, like, right next to the... New York state line. So we passed through a bunch of states.
Now, did you have to go that
Maps,
far
huh?
to get away from it all? Like, why did you have to go there? Do we not have one of these down in, like, Vienna?
No, no. You can, like, ride the metro to the end of the line, and that's about as close to meditative silence as you can get.
Okay. No,
this is, like, a cool place. It, like, used to be, you know, a commune, like a Buddhist commune a long time ago, and now they have retreats, and they teach yoga teachers how to teach yoga.
Don't take this the wrong way. No. I didn't know you were a weirdo freak.
You didn't?
No. When?
Why? Have you not been listening to me?
You look normal, and I want you to take that the right way.
Where are you from?
I'm from Eastern Washington.
Okay. Well, okay. That clicks.
So the West Coast, this is more...
Well, but to be fair, Eastern Washington is a terrible, like, dust bowl Republican, like, all we have is, like, Mormons and meth. It's the worst.
Why isn't there, like, a crystal hanging from your neck right now?
I swallowed it.
Because
I didn't want to be, you know, spiritually robbed.
So that's why you asked to pass into my cupped hands 30 minutes ago.
Yes.
I thought it was just a sex thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
So, no, I have a buddy of mine, Shane, and I love him to death.
Dog's name, but okay.
It's true. Dog or a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
He has, like, a ponytail, and he has almost, like, this Amish chin strap thing. He refuses to fill it in here. It looks like James Hetfield. I don't know why. And he has, like, crystals around his neck and, like, you know, various tattoos that warn the world of his, let's be honest, blasphemous beliefs that will condemn him to the sixth
circle of hell.
You're
afraid I'm, like, a sleeper cell then, huh?
A little bit. Because, again, Shane was great because he would go to this same crap
now
for, like,
a week. Now I think it's a dead dog. He was great.
Yeah, come back, Shane. Come back. I shook his dead little body.
He is a former co-host of this show.
Ooh.
Oh, God. You went through a lot
I've been going through old episodes. He was in the first year of this show.
Nice.
Shane is now in Portland, so he's kind of out in your neck of the woods
Maine
a little bit.
Maine or Oregon?
Oregon, the one that's...
I don't know. People apparently have been to Portland, Maine.
It exists. I'll give you that.
That's as far as I'll give it as well. I just wanted to make sure.
It was great because he would go all the time to this crap and then come back and he'd be like, John, I'm sick of meeting woo-woo women. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What women?
Like,
and he would explain, like, he just kept bumping into girls who, like, believed in elaborate reincarnations and that they were angels that came back to life.
I definitely thought you meant girls who went woo in a bar. No,
see, that's a good kind of woo girl. Yeah, like woo and then you throw the t-shirt at them.
Shots woo!
Yeah, that would have been great for him. And it was just so weird because in all of my days, I've encountered one woman like that. And I'm like, Shane, here's a hint. Don't go on weird 7-day meditation retreats and then bump into women there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, if you're not into black chicks, don't go to go-go clubs all goddamn day and night. Like, that would be my hint to you.
Yeah, boy, you've got a lot of good advice.
Yeah, it's just, it was so bizarre. He really was like, in earnest, he's like, I just attract this to me. And I'm like, because you look like goddamn Conan the Barbarian had sex with Merlin.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. No wonder you attracted.
And I pray that they did.
Yeah. Like, I mean, ditch your crystal, cut your hair, and I am
sure... The Buddha said, ditch your crystal.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's all sorts of women that are shot woo women, bar woo women, will be into you.
Shane looks a lot like the guy who played Little John on Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a good way of putting it. I'm trying to remember him. I agree with this unless, like, Little John was morbidly obese or something and looked like Chumley, in which
he's like a blonde, molted big man who's wearing Ren Fair gear, which the first time I met Shane, he looked like an extra at a Ren Fair.
I love Shane, but the dude owns a broadsword. So, you know, it's, again, you're not...
Broads love broadswords.
You're not sending out the whole, I'm not into this vibe.
Yeah. Yeah,
when you have, like, ornate ritual daggers and stuff adorning the wall.
When your society is the Society for Creative Anachronism.
Yeah, it's funny like that. So, yeah, somehow we got to that from Kate Bush. Back to your...
I had a week-long meditation in the woods. It was fantastic. There was a lake. It was beautiful.
Let's get to what I'm interested in first. For a week of sitting on your donut, how much did it run?
My donut?
Yeah.
Well, the food was amazing.
Okay, whatever you were doing, how much did this not talking for 6 days? Because I would pay people to be able to talk, but you paid to not be able to talk. So I want to know what this torture cost you.
Oh, including lodging and food for the week, it was $910.
I guess that's not the worst thing I've ever
heard. It's not bad at all. Like I said, there was like a lake and mountains and everything.
I revealed my spoiled honkiness there. Yeah. Oh, merely a K?
Yeah.
Double or nothing.
But, you know, and no travel expense because we drove there and everything.
Oh, wait, you went with someone?
Yeah, a friend of mine was assisting in the retreat, so she drove.
Oh, okay.
She was assisting and you didn't get a discount?
No. No.
Wow. I hope she at least assisted with gas money.
I wouldn't have been able to go if she hadn't been driving.
Oh. So.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That's awesome. You mean like the same way I drive people to the ATM so they can pay me after I perform my various services? Okay, cool. Yeah. Not very altruistic.
You really have to do that? You have people who need you to take them to the ATM after you break into their car?
Well, not to completely digress, but yeah, what happened one time, I got a lockout call at a gun range with my buddy.
Yeah.
And we drove out, and my friend Rich saw that this guy didn't have cash on him, and we had to drive him to an ATM so he could get money to pay me. And Rich doesn't accept life as it is. Me, I'm just like, them's the breaks. But Rich was like, yeah, that's ghetto is all, you know, all S that you can't process a credit card. And so two weeks later, he found something for me, and I've been swiping cards ever since.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Unless you check my tax returns, in which case I've never done that.
Thank you, Rich. I wonder sometimes what are the things that push you to take up new innovations. Like, you work as a locksmith. You have emergency lockouts.
Mm-hmm.
You still refuse to get Easy Pass so you can use the express lanes to get around town.
That's more of a moral thing. I don't believe in toll roads.
But you could bill your clients. You could build it into the cost.
But I have no lockouts that involve toll roads.
All right.
Like, I have to drive down that death march that is Route 50.
I'm just saying, there are times when you need to, like, haul ass around the beltway, right? Like, I just don't know.
It's rare.
All right.
It's rare. Really, all the Easy Pass would be good for is getting to my chicks a little faster. And you know what? Half the time, I'm not even in the mood for that. Half the time, I'm just like, oh, come on, traffic. Come on, traffic. That's healthy. So, you paid $900 did you really not talk for 6 days?
No, they're, it was a program. It was...
So, you pull up, and it looks like Camp Akela, like I went to as a Cub Scout, or...
Yeah, I have all of your memories, yes. So I know exactly what that looks like, and it's spot on.
Cylon,
good job.
Bitch.
Yeah.
So.
We understand.
Is it just tents? Is it glamping? Like, is it?
No, it's a building. It's like a resort.
A compound. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A lodge. Would you call it a lodge?
No, it's.
Okay.
Did the leader take you as one of his wives?
No.
Okay.
No, it was wonderful.
So you pull up to this compound.
Mm-hmm.
And the men with the guns let you in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they immediately say what? Like, give us your money? Give us the $1,000 and don't talk?
No. No, you go. Like, not everybody that's there is there. It's like a big resort. So not everybody that's there is doing this particular program.
So you
have
just...
to wear a little badge that says, in loving silence, so that people don't fucking bother you.
Was it like a little yellow star? Because that ends horribly.
It does end horribly, but no. No, it was totally fine. And, like, there wasn't, like, silence police. You could, you know, like, you can say
fart.
Ouch and whatever.
Okay.
But, you know, it was cool. It was really helpful. And, like... most of the day for, I don't know, like 10 hours a day, we were in a group. Like, you don't talk the rest of the time either. But then when we're like in a group, sometimes we do like exercises and stuff where you'd talk through things that you noticed during
meditation. I don't get that.
It was awesome.
I would be like Beavis and Butthead when McVicker says, like, you cannot laugh or I will expel you.
Yeah,
and then they're sitting in sex ed, and he's like, we'll be talking about the penis and the vagina. And then they get out of class and just laugh for like 45 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the first day's a little bit of getting adjusted, but.
I think what's great is you spent all that money to enter this like perfect world where things are great, and now you're just back here.
Yeah, I am back here, but it's, I don't know, it's a little easier.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a reason we're like totally terrified of being alone with our awful thoughts
and
feelings. Yeah, they're horrible. They're scary, and we do everything that we do all day long to avoid them.
Yeah.
And like, but once you sort of like hang out with them and like have a conversation with all your terrifying thoughts and feelings, they're not that bad. And then you don't, I don't know, you don't have to be freaked out 24/7 anymore.
I have a horrible...
You're still mostly freaked out, but...
No, man. I have like a snake vampire soul. I don't want to get to know that at all. I need to
but that's
deaden
what everybody
it with whatever
thinks.
I can.
Yeah. So it's nice, you know, the transition back from monastery to marketplace, as they say, was tough, but...
Oh, is that the little... Mm-hmm. Was... Did anything... were there any men's that caught your eye there? Any,
what? No.
Any camp romances?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, people were literally bawling and like dealing with their demons the entire time. It was really, really productive.
Oh, see, I think that would be the best place on earth to have sex.
What?
Yeah, because like as a guy at least, because after you come and the chick's like, "What are you thinking?" You're like, "Shh," and you just roll over and go to bed.
Yeah, I get it, but I just don't think you get it.
All right. That goes against the spirit of all this.
I will tell you this.
I think you got me pregnant. What's your name? Hush.
The food was all included, and it was like super duper vegan, you know, like locally sourced. They know the names and addresses of all the bees and everything. Mm-hmm. Like it was really, really tasty. And it was just sort of like open buffet, like all day and all night. It was like awesome. There was like a million kinds of tea.
All hemp rope you could eat.
Yeah. But it was really good, right? Because these are like fancy chefs. But.
what's got you a titter, Howard?
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking about, for me, like my culinary excitement this week is for the first time in my life, I tried Trenton pork roll.
That sounds more like an act.
I'm like on the opposite side of the spectrum where I'm like, I can't even imagine like spending that much time eating like vegan, like granola food. I do it. I do like it. But there's that part of me that's just like, I got to eat some that's like disgusting pork byproduct.
Oh,
today.
No. I mean,
like, anytime I see that on the, I'm like, I've never heard of that.
Oh, no. I know about it because of my damn Philly ex. Just that goddamn Canadian bacon.
Yes.
And they just cook it up in the worst ways possible.
It's like clearly from New Jersey. You're like, of course this is called Trenton pork roll.
No, it's just mashed pork and sawdust pretty much. But back to your vegan treats. Really? Yeah, exactly. Anytime, if you're on your way up to New York, the next time, if we all go, we'll pull over, especially in southern Jersey.
We'll pull over in New Jersey?
Yeah, and there's this crap called pork roll. And it's just a loaf.
It's like a specialty.
Yeah, it's a local thing. And
if you order the Jersey burger, it's a
sandwich?
Hamburger with a slice of just like pork byproduct that's been thin slicely.
Like a spam kind of thing?
Kind of.
It's
but
very
better.
I mean,
it's
like
closest
spam.
To Canadian bacon. It's not like
it's,
wickedly gross,
dude,
but
do not insult Canadian bacon. This is a spam type product. It's somewhere in between
well, it's
spam.
It's mushed into Canadian bacon looking slices.
That sounds like bologna.
It's better
it's,
than bologna.
No, I
it's
mean
kind
that's
of,
bull. It's crap.
It really does look like bologna, though. That's the most unpleasant part of it. You look at it, and it's like, that looks gross. Then you taste it, and it's like, this was God's idea. This
no,
absolutely was.
It is. Pork roll is just like the Dago dregs of the Philly area. Like the Italians that were looked down on by the other Italians. Yeah. Like, they ate the pork roll. And then they, you know, they made it big, like popularizing, you know, chitlins and hog's feet and crap like that. Like, it's just complete poor person food.
So is the meat itself called pork roll, or is like a sandwich that includes this meat called a pork roll?
No, it's the meat
the
itself.
The meat is pork
so
roll.
So it's like, I'll take a half pound of pork roll, please.
Yes.
Deli person.
Yeah. And then arrange for my funeral because my heart will stop.
Yeah, well, they do that. They're like old-timey barbers. Where they're like also doctors and also deli.
Yeah, yeah, the doctor that comes to your house. They're that old school.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, cool. You went and you meditated for like 6-7 days.
Yeah.
Ate the vegan equivalent
of
Trenton pork roll.
Yeah, do you...
Vegan pork roll all week.
Are you in
long.
Your own room?
You can be, but it's more expensive. So I was in like a dorm little room with like 5 other ladies.
Oh, God.
But,
was it the college thing where you take, like, an extra 5 minutes in the shower? Or, I mean, like, how do you cope with that? How do you go a day without that? I can't.
Without your own shower?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. The only thing that makes life worth living. Letting steam out of the kettle.
Okay, well, we seem to be fine. Everybody seemed to be fine. Also, this is like this is a thing that like people do in middle age. So I was not... Like, most of...
I thought old chicks were, like, the horniest.
Well, they might be. I don't
That's
know.
What American
no,
Pie
like,
taught me.
No, it's like 35 or something is women's sexual peak or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a week without sex, man. It's not like it's a six-month thing or even 30 days.
I mean,
I'm
standing on my head doing Christ knows how long without sex. But, like, without just getting an orgasm? Come on, man.
I don't know.
Is that
I
against
mean,
the
I'm
rules?
Sure people...
Like, that's like one
no,
of
it's
my...
not against the rules. He just means because you're, like, in a dorm room with other people.
Yeah.
Oh, I just figured, like...
It didn't seem to, like,
hear
be
my
troubling
questions
anyone.
About... I kind of get the silence thing. I wonder about, like... So, could you guys masturbate? Was that against the rules? Did they, like,
it wasn't
have...
against... There were no rules.
All right.
It was just...
So
well,
didn't...
no, there was what a rule. You can't set your alarm for earlier than 5:30 a.m. So
the leader approved of self-gratification. Okay.
You're literally the worst.
What about coffee? Could you drink coffee?
Yeah, they had lots of coffee.
All right.
They had like all kinds of... Yeah, there was nothing about this. Like,
I could've...
The silence wasn't like a restrictive thing. It was like, here's your chance to...
But did you go to meditation classes or you're just like bumbling around? Okay, see, like if I were there, like at least once a day, like 15 minutes in to the meditation class, I'd have been like, oh, I got a horrible tummy ache. I got to go back to the dorm, guys. And then, you know, they'd be like knocking on the door 30 minutes later. Like, there seems to be like a bookshelf against the door. I'm like, oh, 1 minute. Almost there.
Well, we all meditate in our own way.
There you go. Yeah, I'm a repetitive motion meditator.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my mantra is just the sound of lube. All right, so you did that.
This is
that
not
was
the mantra kind.
That was your week, and that's good. I'm glad you're back, and hopefully everything you paid for will melt away very quickly.
Yeah. Anyway, long story short, lots and lots of farts the whole time. Wasn't silent.
Oh well, way to bury the lead.
I tried. You won't let me get a word in edgewise.
Oh, we're having witty banter here. So, lots of farts from all the vegan treats.
Yes. No one's digestion is used to that.
They needed a lot
of,
yeah.
It was wonderful.
A lot of
It was
pork
wonderful
roll.
That everybody was just farting all the time. And, like, what are you going to do about it?
Laugh hysterically.
Yeah, we did.
Time.
It was awesome.
Okay, so there's that.
It's a very happy place.
Did anyone, like, up the ante and actually roll on their back and do the, you know, dumb and dumber and light it on fire thing? Or
no.
Okay, well, it wasn't that lighthearted, then. No need to get snippy.
Did anybody bring weed?
I mean,
I don't think so.
Doesn't
I don't
sound
know,
like
probably.
They share.
Yeah.
I don't know. There were a bunch of like yogis that were, they weren't in silence. They were just sort of like, I don't know, like crappy sort of sorority girl yogis.
Like bears
so
eating
they
picnic
probably
baskets?
Did. Huh?
That was a you joke.
Oh, it was. Yeah. That was a me joke. You're right.
Okay.
Now I see what everybody else is talking about when they're not laughing. See the problem.
I should have gone with how many boo-boos, but.
Yeah.
You know what?
Good, yeah.
I've learned to live in the moment through what you've taught me.
Thank you.
After your week.
That
meditating.
Really touches me. Thank you.
There you go. So, all
right. Well, nobody thinks my week was exciting enough. What about you?
I think it was nuts. Are you kidding me? I mean, I did absolutely nothing this last week. I worked.
Well, I want to hear about Howard's weekend.
Okay, well, we all do. So, Howard, you also did something of note.
Yeah, I also spent the weekend meditating, deep in thought.
Really? That is so... I mean, I know you're
Were there
half
any
Asian,
woo-woo girls?
So kind of comes with the territory.
It's definitely... it's not nearly as secluded in Atlantic City as it might be in like the upstate part. Yeah, but nah, there was definitely a bachelor party for a good friend of John and mine.
Yeah, I didn't get to go because I've kind of been like backlogged on work for
Were you invited?
2 weeks. I was.
Okay.
I was. All right.
I'll be real, like, there's a part of me that is sad you missed out on the strip club, but there's that other part of me that is so glad we didn't have to share, like, another slot in one of the beds with you.
They don't like to be called that. Oh.
You would have been, like, somebody would have been sleeping on the couch, man. It would have been rough if you'd shown up, so.
Oh, are you kidding? I'm a grown 35-year-old man. I would have just paid for my own hotel room. I don't care how much it would have been.
Oh, it was rough, man. We stayed at Harrah's.
It was
is
easily...
this a dirty show?
No, not really. I know she effed
well,
up, but...
screw Harrah's in Atlantic City.
What was it?
Never stay there.
Was it three a night?
It was more than three a night.
Wow. God, I hate AC so much.
We split it, well, technically four ways, because We actually, I talked with the other three guys who went up. The four of us went up together. The groom-to-be came down from Connecticut. So between the five of us, the four of us talked on the way up, and we were all in agreement we would actually pay for the room.
Let me explain Atlantic City for a second, because I feel, am I wrong on this? Like, not everyone knows Vegas, right? And you go there, and it's this den of sin, subsidized sin. That's the beauty of Vegas. The flights out there are paid for by the casinos. The hotels are subsidized by the, you know, by the casino they're attached to.
Right.
Like, I stayed at the Wynn multiple nights, a five-star, five-diamond hotel.
Schmancy.
I had a view, like, from my window. Like, I remember probably one of the last times I got ass off my girlfriend. This was years ago. I remember getting a blowjob while looking at this desert scenery. Like, a chopper went by. And I'm like, this is, like, how Queen Elizabeth lives. And
that's true.
Getting head while standing up and then just blowing on the carpet, thinking nothing of it. That was, I want to say, $130 a night. Roughly what a goddamn Holiday Inn would cost me down the road. You go to AC, which is, it tried to be like baby Vegas. Like, a lot of the Vegas casinos have branches in Atlantic City, or at least they used to before the city started collapsing in on itself.
They do. There's a lot of overlap still. You know, there's a Caesars on the boardwalk.
Kind of, man. It's like the end of Akira in that place now. It ain't pretty. So the problem is, first of all, there's all sorts of casinos everywhere now. Like, it's not restricted to Atlantic City. We've got how many within 30 minutes of us at this point? 45 minutes. You can go so close to home to gamble. You don't have to drive 3.5 hours.
By the way, Jersey just had a vote to open up casinos in northern Jersey. They're freaking out in Atlantic City.
AC is dead. AC is so dead. So you go there, and they don't have the cash to subsidize their casino hotels. So I think we did, for my mom's 70th, a couple of years ago, we did Trump Towers, or Taj Mahal, one of his two crap holes.
Sounds like an act.
Yeah, and it was, like you said, three and change a night for a couple nights there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was her big birthday, so that's cool, but Jesus, what did I pay for? Mm-hmm. A pretty basic room for $300.
Yeah, our room was disgusting. Like, to me, it was...
As is the rest of Atlantic City. It's a dirty-ass beach town. Like, Vegas, everyone's going there. There's a lot of foreign people who are just looking to do dirty American things and eat like a pound of meat on a stick and stuff like that. And it's fun. Like, everyone there knows what's up. But Vegas is so confused. It's like, it wants to be, or I'm sorry, AC is so confused. It wants to be Vegas. It wants to be a beach town.
It does both poorly.
Exactly. It's like the chunky girl who's trying to fit in with the cool kids. It's just like, whatever you want me to be, that's what I am, dude.
But it is the dirty Jersey. It, to me, is like the classic expectation. When you think New Jersey.
Yeah.
Atlantic City fills all those, like,
it's like 1 hour outside Philly.
I think that's their motto. Atlantic City fills all the
Because, no, like, the big event we had for this guy was Saturday night. Took him out to the strip club, and... I'd never been to a strip club where you could just grab the girls. And that was like the first thing we found out when we got him a lap dance. He came back and he was like, yeah, the girls just tell me to grab her.
Man.
And I was like, what?
Is he a cartoon in this scenario?
I've been to one that was like that, and it was run by Boko Haram.
Some kind of like bunny rabbit with a cigar. They just tell me to grab them.
Yeah, no, they're just like, because they know that most men have never been, if you're not from Atlantic City, they can tell pretty quickly, oh, you've never been to an American strip club where you can just touch the girl.
Yeah, so. That makes me happy, because that was another feather in Vegas's cap. Like, I'm not normally a strip club dude, because it's like, okay, I see an attractive woman. There's no real interaction there.
Yeah.
First of all, if she's attractive, you know, that's not a given at all.
Yeah, but in Vegas they are, though.
Vegas, yeah, and not just that. There's a whole lot of, like, touching, which is way more stimulating, if you will, than just visuals. Like, I can stare at a monitor with my pants down at home. Like, I can do a whole bunch. But, like, I your strip clubs here, you have to go in, and they're like, oh, please remove your cap, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I going in to watch the Star Spangled Banner strip? I mean, what the reverence... Yeah. You have to come in with, like, oh, no flip-flops. I'm sorry. I'm seeing someone's asshole right now.
It's a gentleman's club.
My bared feet. That's that's a real source of offense right there.
Well, yours might be, though.
I'm my Fred Flintstone feet. I am not a fan of the strip clubs here. Like, $30 lap dance, someone, like, grinding on
the
you to lamp
Linkin Park. Dances are even worse.
Yeah, they burn themselves
they
on the ball.
They just turn me right off.
My shaped nipples up.
But no, so I will give a shout out to Stilettos in Atlantic City because the guys I was with, all four of them had gone together to Vegas and Spearmint Rhino.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they said that the quality of the experience was as good as one of the top strip
that's
clubs
good.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah.
When you factor in, we spent half the money that they spent when they were out there. And they felt like it was...
No, that's...
Yeah, it definitely offsets. It's a great experience, and you pay a lot less, so...
Vegas was only $20 dances. You could put your hands all over the dancers, and many of them would greet you as if you were a hungry baby, and they were trying to feed you. And you know what? As much as I could have caught, like, hepatitis off of their slobber-covered nipples or meningitis or something, it was worth the risk. And I'm standing here before you today a better person.
I gotta ask, so you and I both wear glasses.
Uh-huh.
What was your experience getting motorboated as far as, like...
They would usually pull the glasses off. Sometimes for comedic effect, they wouldn't, and it'd get, like, smashed against my face. I'm like, that's not so funny. Or it'd fog up. And I'd be like, eh. But most girls, like, if they know their trade, they'll pull them off.
Huh.
And
there's
it gets a little blurry, but if they're in your face, you can see it.
I had several with, like, really good aim where they just aimed below my glasses. And
really?
Just, like, I didn't have to take them off, didn't, like, get my face smashed.
That seems impressive.
It's never pleasant, yeah. Huh. It was all in all, like, top notch.
Wow.
Yeah. So. No, I usually get them pulled off, like, they're treating me like the girl from Hot for Teacher. But good for you. They sounded like experts. So what was there any like true shadiness? Because I know in Vegas, like there's this kind of implicit like, hey, you pay a couple hundred to go up to the private room. Anything can happen. And in truth, anything can.
Well, I'll tell you the progression. So we got the guy a lap dance.
Okay.
That was 35.
Ooh.
It was steep.
Ugh.
We were all a little like, maybe we should move on. But then like one of the guys insightfully went and talked to the manager and just was like, how much do these VIP rooms cost?
Yes.
And basically, so for the five of us to sit in one room and have, like, you're only supposed to get four girls to come through, but I guess we got, like, I think some of the strippers told the other ones, hey, like, they're fairly nice.
You were
we got a bonus.
VIPs. Because
we, yeah, like, we weren't jerks and we were tipping, so, like, we got, like, a bonus girl, i.e. we spent more money.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really free, it was just, like, we definitely ended up...
Always the downside of a strip club. You want to feel they love you for your personality. Mm,
yeah.
But we got $150 for like a VIP area.
Yes.
All five of us essentially got a chance to
get
a lap dance from each girl.
Uh-huh.
Half the time was always spent with the bachelor because we were always like when the girl would come and be like, hey, this guy's getting married. So, you know, like she understands like the importance of giving him the most attention.
Yeah.
But $150 for all five
decorum,
of us
man.
To essentially get the same experience because... The dude told us that it was no better for the $35 lap dance. So we made out fairly well once we did the VIP room.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds good. What can I like a deal and someone grinding on me.
Coming back to your question, though.
Yes.
None of us did this, but we were wondering. There were these like dark rooms where girls would disappear with guys and then they come out 15 minutes later. And
oh, man. Like
it was
till dawn.
It was $150 for 15 minutes in one of those.
Wow.
And we're already like. In a strip club where you can touch, you can grab. They tell like they were encouraging, like, hey guys, like this isn't
that's like speculum
this isn't DC,
camera
like,
time.
You're in Atlantic City. You need to like have fun.
Oh god.
I'm just like, what the hell's happening for $150 for 15 minutes? I would not want to be the person to clean that room up.
I don't know if I'm going by Sarah's price model, they sat there silently for 15 minutes and then farted on you.
Worth it. Worth every penny.
Lots of coffee, though.
Mm-hmm. Free coffee.
The other good thing about us, I think the other reason the strippers liked us there is one of the guys is black.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm kind of like ethnically ambiguous. It just depends on like what I'm wearing. Like when I showed up, I was wearing a backpack.
Yeah, there are times I'd lock my doors if I saw you.
Yeah, I mean, I was dressed up kind of nice, so I look more like a...
Like Pitbull.
Yeah, I guess. That's fair, yeah.
He's definitely ambiguous.
So we definitely had this Rainbow Coalition vibe. And then the guy, when we got the VIP room, was like, so what kind of girls do you guys like? I.e., what race girls do you not want to see? And we were just like, seriously, whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, we had the whole
Rainbow
Coalition.
Oh, did they dust off the black chicks then?
Yeah, at least half the girls who came through were black.
Nice. Yeah. Sisters don't get their due in the strip club. I'm sorry, they don't.
That's true.
It really is. So, like,
They just, like, when they were like, hey, yo. There's even a black guy there. We don't think they're making this up. Like, we're going to send a bunch of black strippers their way. It was like a nice mix.
Well, all right. You don't send the black strippers to the black guy. That's like the last damn thing the black guy wants, typically. I just know how strip clubs work, dude.
I don't know, man.
I've chilled with black strippers who do nothing but bitch that black guys only want dances from white chicks.
I'll say this, like...
And then I'm like, let me even this, sister. Let me heal you, Erykah Badu.
I know these guys well enough that if any of us had a problem, we would have said something. I'm actually the type of guy where I don't really like Asian strippers.
See, it can work that way.
It does.
Are there Asian strippers?
We finished the night with an Asian stripper, and she was crazy. She was absolutely crazy.
I've seen that in all of my two visits to strip clubs. I've maybe seen one Asian strip. One was like half Latin, half Asian.
Oh, well.
She was smoking.
Oh.
And if my
I'm sure.
girl's listening to this, disgusting. I'm not into that.
Back I just, to you. I'm a... thing I don't like about Asian strippers is, like, I'm not fully Asian,
the
so
abacus.
They always have to ask, like, where are you from?
Uh-huh.
Really?
And I'm
is
like,
that a thing?
Why are we talking about
they
this?
They have to determine if you're a filthy guaylo.
Yeah, what's the,
like,
what's
you
the
look
wrong
Asian-ish.
Answer? Is there a wrong answer they're looking for?
No, they're just curious, and I'm just like, ugh.
No, no, if I they're really... Japanese, and he's like, I'm Korean, they'll just, like, spit on him and walk away.
Yeah. But
like, screw you
normally
your
you have
eyes.
To pay extra.
Actually, I think it's the flip where if you're any other Asian group and you find out the person's Japanese, then you'll like,
you're like
walk
thanks
away.
For killing us.
Yeah. I think that's typically how it goes more often.
Oh, so. Man. But didn't they make it all up to us with Nintendo? I mean, he gives
yeah,
and he takes.
Us.
So what else, man? What else? Because what I remember about AC was, again, confused beach town. So you saw beach trash. But then there was a lot of Guidos wanting to treat it like they went to Vegas.
You have never been to the strip clubs there?
No, I haven't. I was with my mom. Her pelvis can't take it. It's brittle.
You should definitely take a group of your single-ish guy friends.
Okay.
And go experience that.
You
I know,
twisted my arm, yeah.
I think your brother would enjoy it for sure.
Oh, God. If you want to hear the saddest thing, like, I know why the caged bird sings type stuff, like, I don't think Will goes to strip clubs anymore.
Ever?
I think
would he make an exception for you?
I'll try. I'll try my damnedest, dude.
Rich would like a city as well, I think.
Rich would go to a strip club if I told him doing so would kill the rest of his kin. Like, he has priorities in life.
Okay.
And paying to see breasts is one of them.
Okay.
No, I think we could organize some sort of overnight thing. Again, you've really worked... you've chiseled me down on this, but I see the light. I see the logic.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there are no shows, so it's not anywhere as like enjoyable in many ways as going to Vegas. I think you're supposed to go to the beach, but it was 100 degrees like each night. Mm. As far as the food
beach
is not going to be
in Vegas
as...
is disgusting. If you've ever wanted to see a beach where 10% of the sand is cigarette filters, like there you go. That's the treat of AC.
Yeah, and then, like, the restaurants are not going to blow anybody out of the water. You can get fine food.
I had a couple that were
it.
Good,
yeah.
There was I went to some weird Italian joint that was just, like, really old-fashioned, like, I want to say, like, ceiling to floor pictures of the owner with, like, every boxer the last 60 years. Yeah,
I
it was
love
really...
that.
No, I was eating right next to this gigantic picture of Mike Tyson eating at my table, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've sat in worse places. Yeah, I've crapped after my dad.
Earlier
crapped.
At the strip club, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think it's hard to justify the gambling experience there, because now you can do it pretty much anywhere up and down the East Coast, it seems. There are just more and more casinos.
Well,
there.
That's what Atlantic City is trying to do with all the other junk. They want people there for other reasons, because, yeah, gambling has completely lost its luster.
So, I mean, they always had the boardwalk, but yeah, it's just the boardwalk has just always been a sideshow.
What is this, Nucky Thompson era? I mean, come on. Like, the boardwalk was a thing when my mom was a kid. Like, AC, that's the weird history of Atlantic City. It was this beach town years ago. And then, like, in the mid-70s, it kind of fell off. And then it was like, we're just going to legalize gambling and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just, it's very weird, man. It's like a single mom having to strip. You know, like, it's the good girl gone bad thing. But there's still, like, as soon as you exit the Atlantic City limits, it just goes back to beach towns.
Yeah.
Like, I think we just drove, like, maybe 10 minutes south, And there was just this lovely beach that I think was like supposed to be for Jewish people only, because everyone else there was Jewish. But I was like, I'll pass, you know. And like we just sat there quietly on this gorgeous beach, and it was like calm, huh. And there weren't juiced up Guidos. And I'm like, this is what the beach should be. And then you go like 10 minutes north, and it's just the sea of human trash. Like it might not be the most attractive place anymore, but what it does lure in is horrible.
And it's unfortunate that's the biggest city in that part of Jersey. I think that's the unfortunate thing for people in the neighboring towns where, you know, it'd be nice if, like,
well, that's it. Yeah,
they were next to Fort Lauderdale. I've spent some time in Fort Lauderdale, but, you know, it's...
Weirdly enough, every time I've gone to Florida has been in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, no, like, there are a lot of things that people find attractive about Fort Lauderdale where, you know, it's basically a family town now. This is where the families go to vacation.
Like 30 minutes north of Miami or some crap?
Yeah. Okay. And plus, I got the airport, so it's just it's a big,
that's why, yeah. So yeah. You fly in there all the time, and half the time I just screw around where I flew in. And...
But yeah, like it's just if that's your hub versus Atlantic City, I mean, it makes a big difference for neighboring communities. So
AC is just a toilet. I mean, I'll go again. You kind of convinced me with the whole talk of this club where women strip.
I'm actually surprised, yeah, that you're so hard on it, man, because I've never been before this weekend. You're the only person who ever told me about it, really. You seem to enjoy it going with your mom and all, so.
I mean, it was a nice time. She had a okay, like, you can take my mom to the beach, and it's the only time in her life she doesn't want to die. Like, she's happy at the beach. She's, like, you know, spiritually aww. Nurtured. I mean, it's no, like, silence and farting.
Sure.
But she really does dig the beach. So, yeah, I took her there, and she was, like, really bowled over, and she's like, you guys just are the nicest. So, yeah, it's, like, one of the few times I haven't felt like a miserable schnook in my life. So, yeah, I talked about it. But I've never, yeah, I haven't gone with friends. So I might do that. Let me know if you want to come back up. If you want to return to the scene of the crime.
If you are ever in the market for a bachelor party, I think
we pretend?
I'd have a hall pass for that. I think I could go on that.
Can we make up a friend? Like, we can make up a Facebook profile and then a chick Facebook profile, and it'll be like, my boy just got engaged, and then we'll go up. How do you know Glenn?
We'll steal the stock photos from a sample wedding website.
Exactly, yeah. She'll be like, why does every picture say Getty Images? Like, oh, he's a model, and he just puts those images
really
up.
Really a catch.
Yeah, exactly. Laura's so lucky. So
they seem so happy. They
you're not getting a pass
dogs.
Without that.
Yeah, man.
Can we lie? Could we say we're in New York and instead go to Atlantic City? I shouldn't have said that out loud.
The problem is Rachel really loves New York. There's no way I'm going to New York without her.
All right.
So, nice try.
What's a crap hole she hates?
Nothing on the way
New
up
Jersey's
there.
New Jersey's on everybody's list.
Yeah.
We'd have to go, like, she hates Chicago.
Okay.
Aw.
So she would, yeah.
Chicago.
So let's it's just, like, we'll,
winter.
Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds terrible.
We'll go to, like, AC. We'll take a few, like, fake pictures of us shivering and eating a beef au jus or whatever the hell you call it. And then we'll call it a day. We'll go to Stilettos. And we'll see what's in those really creepy, all blacked out rooms. Where it's not even blacked out, it's just dried seed all over the glass.
I bet they're just lawyers. They're just, like, giving 15 minutes of legal advice.
Oh, boo.
There is a... So the ridiculous thing is this place is BYOB.
Okay.
Oh, wow. They are literally making no money.
But no, there's an unaffiliated bar for whatever reason. You can't sell alcohol within the strip club itself, but the strip club can have a second bar connected to it that's a separate business that is a bar where you can walk from that bar to the strip club.
Oh, boy.
It's ridiculous.
Cunning.
And it just, you feel so dirty.
They need
15
minutes of legal advice.
You just, you have to carry your own beer in. And then when you run out of it, which is inevitably going to happen, because you never bring enough, because you get too excited and you start drinking more, you end up, I ended up having to pay $18 for a six-pack of Coors Light.
I mean, I have purchased singular beers that were $14 in strip clubs. So
yeah. A water is like $10.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, literally, they just turn on the spigot and hand it to you. And... Well, I'm in, man. I'm in. I know you apparently can't get a pass. Let's lie. It's an important skill to learn when in a committed relationship.
Well, I'm glad I checked this out for you, because I know you weren't sold on it. I know you were hesitant to come up on Saturday. So I'm glad I can now use this to gloat over you in a way to motivate you to get back up there. get yourself out of this area and enjoy one of your favorite hobbies, which I believe to be strip clubs.
Strip clubs where I can touch.
That's a bucket list. That's on the bucket list for you, isn't it? It's not full. Have you, like, fully done that? I guess you sort of have in Vegas, or do you not feel like you got that full experience out there?
What, like paid for sex? Is that what we're
tiptoeing
around?
No, no.
Oh, I have not done that, no. That's not even me covering my ass on air. I have not done that. I'm way too big a germ freak. Like, I don't believe the whole, like, oh, all of my customers wear condoms, I'm clean. I'm like, sorry, lady. Like, you banged six guys before me today.
Although, I will say, like, a weird thing was after going to the strip club the next day, we're driving back from Atlantic City, hungover. One guy's just going through Tinder, like, going through, I guess, BuzzFeed list of the most ridiculous profile things that people have
said. I was Tindering my ass off in AC. And what's great is when you're on it, you get girls who are just going up and down. Well, I guess you're a little far from 95. Oh, no, I had, like, an 80-mile radius or something.
Okay.
I was really just looking to, like, get some cheap room and do some banging.
Yeah, no, there's definitely one profile where it said something like, I'm just hoping to get some Chipotle out of this.
Wow.
And I'm like, if we had known that,
that girl
before
came to party.
Going to the strip club, we probably wouldn't have spent as much money as we had.
I mean, yeah, I feel I've missed out on the real, like, golden age of Tinder. Like, when I was on it, it was still weird, like, trying to score ass on, like, AOL Instant Messenger. And now just everyone goes on it and has, like, no compunction. I mean, some people, I guess, treat
That's
it respectably,
what it was
but
designed for. I mean, it's
yeah,
not a true dating
it,
app.
It was... I know it was in theory that where it was like straight grinder where it's like everyone's just banging everyone, but like
it took a minute.
Yeah, it wasn't accepted really like widespread back then. So like girls would go on and be like, I just want a nice guy, you know, like that kind of stuff. Now it really is like, oh, I'm like in some town for business. I'll Tinder up some dick. It's weird, man. I no regrets here though. None.
We'll see where that goes. I don't know. I guess I keep wondering, like, I've heard people exaggerate the effect that Tinder's going to have on society. Like, oh, it's changing how sex is.
I don't know. Gonorrhea rates are going up.
Is it?
That. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Like, all STDs are going up. I'm happy I wasn't Captain Raw Dog in these days.
I just got the impression that Tinder is, like, helping nerds who used to not get laid more. Is like
Oh, you mean our friend Jordan Chavez?
Oh,
our,
really?
Our friend Jordan who
Did
hadn't
you
had...
just put him on blast for getting laid on Tinder?
No, he's not, like, cheating on anyone. He just bangs a ton of girls on Tinder. Like, we have this really, like, a very socially anxious friend named Jordan. At least he was named Jordan Chavez, who, like, really was not getting any from the 2000s forward. Something like that. I don't think he was doing particularly well with the ladies. And, like, Jordan now will just text me profile picture after profile picture of, like, women that make Jessica Rabbit look like Kate Moss. And then it's not even that he has sex with them. He just, you can guess what these initials stand for. He TFs them. That's it. And he'll just be like, he uses the exact phrase, I love him to death. Because, like, I'm just like, God damn, good for him. He's like, he says, I TF'd her like a maniac last night. Not even like a calm, sophisticated, you know, Playboy Mansion, the robe comes off TF. He just TFs like a madman. And yeah, that's he has this. He now, Jordan, the quiet guy who would freak out in a bar, now has a harem of women with like 38 triple Z cups that he just blows on their chest and calls it a day. So I'd say, yeah, Tinder's changed things a little. just a bit.
I question the whole like innovation that people are claiming it is.
It's a, like, huge innovation.
How so? I don't understand. Like, I think that's a bogus claim. People are overexcited about the fact they're getting laid more often than they could have in the past.
Did you ever Tinder?
Nope.
Beaker? Have you ever done any online dating stuff? Really?
No.
I guess you're, like, attractive and you bump into a lot of dudes, so you don't have to do crap.
Yeah, I have a show. The show seems to be good enough so far.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. God. Wouldn't that be a horrible irony? You're just scoring dick left and right off the show.
I do a podcast.
Yeah. I meant I have a personality.
Okay. Yeah,
No, I never tended, and I think it's really, really horrible for women. I think it's a horrible, like, whatever the opposite of life-affirming is, experience
I'll
to even
never,
attempt to make a connection with a human being.
I'll never get over women who act like, oh, I just need to get some, you know, I just need to get laid tonight. It's so difficult. Thank God Tinder came around. I'm like, it'll just never click in my head why any woman ever thinks it's difficult to get some. Now, if you want to qualify that statement and think it's difficult to get sex with like a partner I want to have sex with,
yeah,
I'll give you
that.
Yeah,
I think that's what is meant by that.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I will concede you that.
Because it's, I guess what's nice about the internet is, yeah, you can like get a sense of someone based on how they describe themselves, as opposed to having to like allow them to buy you a drink or you buy them a drink only to realize like, this was a mistake. I should have never talked to you.
Yeah.
It literally,
especially
now,
if you're
like,
a girl,
you
like once you've even done that much with a guy, it's probably really hard to get them to screw off, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah, as soon as...
One can barely end a conversation one doesn't want to be in.
Yeah. Can't escape. Okay. That, I don't know. So I could see that being a perk if you're a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah,
I would,
we don't want to listen to you either most of the time.
If I were a girl, I would like OkCupid or something like that. But
yeah,
even,
that's what people do. I mean, that's why one by one, every dating website is going to turn into horribleness and women will have to leave it. And then the next one will turn into horribleness and they'll have to leave that one too.
So what's the deal with Bumblebee then? Because I thought that is supposed
to be an
improvement.
Yeah, people seem to like Bumble think. But it also, I don't know, the complaint that I hear from women is that like when you're forced into a position where like you have to do the pursuing or otherwise you're just like surrounded by violent rapists all the time, then like, you know, like it should be sort
of. Is that like the app's tagline?
Yeah. Do this if you don't want to be.
Yeah.
If you don't want to give your address to a bunch of violent
rapists.
You
go and get raped.
Yeah.
G-O-N apostrophe.
Yeah, but the complaint is that they, you know, it's valid for women to sometimes want to like not have to do all the pursuing on their own, the same way that men don't want to have like feel like they have to do all the pursuing. And we think that's fine. But then, you know, if it's this terrible, dangerous environment, then you can only be on Bumble and you have to do the pursuing. And so there's, you know, there's emotional needs.
How does Bumble work? Like only the girl can say what's up to the dudes?
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole rule.
Oh, God. That would be the worst thing for me. I have to bust in like the Kool-Aid man and be like, ah, personality here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Screw Bumble.
Sound and fury, anyway.
Hell with that.
But I totally endorse your idea about lording over your Atlantic City trip for as long as you possibly can. I think lording things over each other is what separates us from the animals.
I was literally going to use that line, but
yeah, I know you too well.
You know what theft does? Separates
Pays?
Us from the animals. There, right back at you, bitch.
Oh, cut me to the core.
Well, I was going to go out with our normal music, but I can't seem to find that. So let's punch up some Kate Bush real
Please
fast.
Please do. How about Don't Give Up with Peter Gabriel?
Start with Bush, end with Bush.
All right, we'll do. I was going to do Babushka, which might be the dumbest song name I've ever heard, but sure, we'll do Don't Give Up with Peter Gabriel. Let's hear this. Does it sound like some music from Dark Star? Is it? This is everything I would expect from a duet between these two. Oh, they're embracing at the beginning. Are her horrible dance moves going to be in full display, as they are in every video of hers I've seen?
Who's dilating?
Yeah. Who's a good dilator? You're a good dilator.
Who needs a doula
yes,
when you have
are.
Peter Gabriel?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God, yeah. You hear Peter Gabriel's
voice. I think that's on his business
just,
cards, actually.
It's just sploosh. Baby comes out, and the mom's like, I'm ready for some.
Did you know the UN, like, I think he wrote a song for International Women's Day.
Aw.
Like,
is
was
it woman's work? Is it a cover of a cover of a woman's work?
I'm sorry. I know he has, like, a whole career, but you say the words Peter Gabriel, I just want to hear, dun, 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 dun. That's what I boil him down to. Maybe a little Sledgehammer.
Yeah, I was going to say,
oh,
that whole album that Sledgehammer was on, shot amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get Red Rain.
So
that's
album.
It. Red Rain's the first cut.
Yeah. It's called Red Rain? That sounds like a Kate Bush album.
Oh, definitely. She only plays it every 28 days.
Yeah. On the regular.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is... God, I've heard this a million times. This is...
Yeah, that's her.
All right, hold on.
People love that sample. That gets sampled, right? Just her part?
I mean, I've heard it a billion times, the Don't Give Up thing, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to do Running Up That Hill, which I have played ad nauseum the last 2 weeks.
Good.
Horrible.
Go
again,
out on nauseam.
Horrible dance moves. Look up Kate Bush running up that hill. Just crazy white girl 80s moves. Horrific. All right, so this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She is Sarah Beaker. He is Howard Lucas Flood III.
That's right.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we have ever done. You want to tweet me, it's at Papa's Basement. We're on Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. inpapasbasement@gmail.com. We have an Instagram. We have a Snapchat. All kinds of crap. You can find us anywhere. There's an official Papa's Basement Tinder where the entire cast of the show has sex with you. Whatever you want, we're there for you. You guys, do your thing.
I'm Sarah Beaker at Madam Too Soon on the tweets. That's it.
Yeah, I recently, at your behest, changed my Twitter handle.
Oh, to something vaguely memorable, finally.
At Basement Howard. I'm just so tired of you, like, giving me a hard time. I'm like, fine, I'm just going to have a Twitter account that's dedicated solely to being on your show.
Basement Howard is the best damn thing you have come up with.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I like that, actually.
You nailed it. All right, well, till the next one. We are out of here. Ha ha ha, we didn't mention Pete once. Ha ha ha.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb. Whoa.